We all celebrate the big wins that define success, but those milestone moments are built entirely on self-leadership and consistency, the disciplined daily effort that nobody else can do for you. You have the strategy, you know what needs to happen, but if you're like most people, somewhere between vision and execution, you struggle to maintain momentum. I'm Sheila Slick, and this is where we build it back. Short episodes, real issues, daily systems. Let's get started. Welcome back to the Daily Milestone. I'm Sheila Slick, your host. Today, we're going to talk about daily systems. And I want to kick off with something that sounds simple, but is actually the most powerful habit that you can build for your business. This is the 5-minute check-in, starting your day with intention episode, and it's about to become the most important 5 minutes of your workday. Here's a question for you. When was the last time that you actually acted like the leader of your business? And I don't mean the fun stuff, the vision casting, the big decisions, or the I'm building something energy. I mean the strategic stuff, like checking in on whether your business is actually moving in the direction that you want it to move or how you said it would. Like reviewing whether your time is being spent on things that matter, that move that needle. Like making sure that you're not just being busy, but being effective. You see, a lot of us spend more time planning perhaps our grocery shopping list than we do reviewing our business direction. When I first started my business, I used to pride myself on going with the flow. No rigid schedules, no corporate nonsense, just pure creative freedom. I'd wake up, grab a coffee, and dive into whatever felt most urgent that day. Some days I'd spend 8 hours on important work. Other days I'd spend 8 hours on what felt important, but it was actually busy work. The problem? I had no way to tell the difference until weeks later when I realized that I hadn't moved the needle on anything that actually mattered. Or revising, that income statement. I was working hard, but I wasn't working strategically. I was putting in the hours, but I was making scattered decisions. And the shift happened when I started doing something that felt very, almost embarrassingly simple. I started having a 5-minute check-in with myself every morning. Just me, a notebook, a pencil, and 3 questions. And that one tiny habit changed everything for me. Not because the check-in itself was magic, but because it forced me to think like the leader of my business instead of just the person doing the work. Here's what happens when you don't check in with yourself strategically. You'll default to reactive mode. You respond to whatever's loudest, your most recent email, the most urgent feeling task, that newest fire that needs putting out. But reactive mode is where businesses go to die slowly because urgent rarely equals important. The things that grow your business, relationship building, strategic planning, skill development, system creation, none of these things ever feel urgent. They just feel important. And important loses to urgent every single time, unless you're intentional about it. When you work for someone else, you have regular check-ins. Your boss will ask you, what are you working on? How's it going? What obstacles are you facing? And those conversations force you to think strategically about your work. But when you work for yourself, you skip these conversations. you just dive into doing. But doing without direction is just expensive procrastination. And the five-minute check-in creates that pause that you need to work on your business, not just in it. The five-minute check-in has three different parts, and they happen in a certain order. The first part I call the reality check. And I ask myself, what did I actually accomplish yesterday that moved my business forward? Not what I worked on, not what I stayed busy with, but what I actually accomplished. And this isn't about beating yourself up for unproductive days. It's about getting honest about the difference between motion and progress. The second part is the intention setting. Ask yourself, what is the one thing I could accomplish today that would make me feel proud of this day? Not three things, not five things. Pick one thing. Because when you try to prioritize everything, you end up prioritizing nothing. You're looking for the one task that if everything else fell apart, you'd still feel good about today. And the third part is the obstacle anticipation. Ask yourself, what's most likely to derail me today? And how will I handle it when it does happen? This isn't thinking negatively. It's strategy. If you know you usually get distracted, let's say by email around 2 o'clock, what's your plan for 2 o'clock? If you know that client calls usually throw off your afternoon, how will you protect your priority task? The whole session only takes 5 minutes. Sometimes less, but it's the highest leverage 5 minutes that you'll spend all day because it turns you from someone who reacts to their business into someone who leads their business. And here's the key. You're not trying to plan your entire day. You're trying to clarify your priorities, acknowledge reality, and set yourself up to make better decisions as the day unfolds. So try it this week. It's simple. Have a check-in every morning before you check your email, before you dive into work, before you do anything else business-related. Grab that notebook. Or open up a document if you're on your computer. But using pen and paper, I think, works better. And spend 5 minutes on those three questions. What did I actually accomplish yesterday that moved my business forward? What's the one thing I could accomplish today that would make me feel proud? And what's most likely to derail me and how will I handle it? Don't forget to write down your answers. Don't just think about them. Write them down. There's something about putting pen and paper that makes your brain take it more seriously. And here's what you'll probably notice by day 3. You will start accomplishing your one thing more often. Not because the check-in is magic, but because you're finally being clear on what actually matters before the day gets going. Or track this for 1 week. See how many days you actually accomplish your one thing. And you may be surprised. It'll be more than usual. Remember that you can't manage what you don't measure, and you can't lead what you don't review. That five-minute check-in isn't about adding more structure to your day. It's about adding more intention. In our next episode, we're going to dive deeper into energy management, figuring out when your brain actually works best instead of forcing yourself to be productive during standard business hours. Until then, start having those check-ins. Your business will thank you.